Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We are now at the 7th chapter and the first verse, if you'd like to follow along. It's a great book, Jeremiah. We're going to learn a lot. Now, let's get right into the study in verse 1 of chapter 7. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the saying, "Stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah who enter by these gates to worship. All of you that's entering, I want you to hear this word of the Lord." Now, this is very important for God to give this particular message to the prophet Jeremiah. "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your deeds." Amend your ways and your deeds, and I will let you dwell in this place. You know, that pretty well redefines the whole situation. Did you know that? God gives the nation of Israel the opportunity, if they just repent, that they can live here and dwell in Jerusalem rather than be exiled, taken in to Babylon for 70 years. You can live here if you amend your ways and your deeds. Do not trust in deceptive words saying, "This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord." You know, he could say the temple of the Lord. You know, it's like, "Praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord." You know, it just, people hear background pink noise or something, you know. They come to the temple and those who live near it, Jeremiah rebukes the people for their false and worthless religion, their idolatry, their shameless behavior of the people and their leaders. He says they're ripe for judgment and exile. This happened during the reign of Jehoiakim, a puppet of Egypt. The nation, in shock over the death of Josiah, was going through a spiritual reversal that removed much of the good that Josiah done. The themes of this section are false religion, idolatry, hypocrisy. Jeremiah was almost put to death for his message, his prophecies. But he was saved by the officials of Judah. And we'll see that in later chapters. Now, thus says the Lord of hosts, amend your ways and your deeds, and I will let you live in this place. I'll let you dwell. Do not trust in deceptive words saying, "This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord." For if you truly amend your ways and your deeds, if you truly practice justice between a man and his neighbor, if you do not oppress the alien, the orphan, the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, nor walk after other gods to your own ruin, then I will let you dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. You know, God is reassuring them that if they just repent and get the message, but no, they could not even get the message to repent. Not one person repented. Can you imagine we think of Jeremiah as a powerful preacher, a powerful prophet. And we think of Paul the apostle as a powerful leader of the church and a founder of the church, an apostle. But as we look back, they were hated. They were hated so badly that nobody listened to them. Very, very few, maybe one or two people. It's pretty bad when you're called by God. And the false prophets get all the attention and the money. Isn't that the way it goes? The false prophets got all the money and the attention. And Jeremiah got the ditch, pit, the place where all the urine and the waste went down into the pit. That's where they kept him. That's where the great prophet of God was kept. I'll let you dwell in this place, in the land I gave you fathers forever and ever, if you just repent. But they didn't. Behold, you are trusting in deceptive words to no avail. You know, we think, how in the world could a people that believed in the Bible, in God, and believe all this stuff, how could they walk away from a true prophet of God? They didn't want to hear it. Oh, he's too rough. Oh, you know, that stuff faded away with the dinosaurs. That rough stuff, you can't do it anymore. People are not going to listen, and they're not going to repent. Well, evidently, that's what they were thinking back then as well. They were thinking, we're not going to listen to this judgment anymore. That doesn't cut it anymore. We want to hear a blessing. A prosperity. I'm good. I'm great. God loves me. And all is well. That's the message they desired. They had these itching ears. Itching ears. You know, tickle my ears a little bit, will you please? Tell me how good I am. Tell me that I can get away with murder. Tell me that I can do virtually anything I desire and still be accepted by God. You know, nothing has changed. Nothing new under the sun. Nothing has changed. Behold, you're trusting in deceptive words to no avail. And if you do not change the way you hear, God is saying, if you keep listening to the garbage and garbage in, garbage out, you're going to get the pit. And the pit is what my prophet got, but you're going to get the pit, the real pit, the pit of hell. Behold, you're trusting in deceptive words to no avail. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, and offer sacrifices to Baal and walk after other gods that you have not known? You know, you're walking after gods that you don't even know. And people do it today. You think they don't? There was something like, I don't know how many millions of people gathered over in that place over in India, that where there's supposed to be that big, big awakening, spiritual awakening over in India. Hundreds and thousands and millions of people going over there for this big spiritual awakening. And, you know, they're getting over there. There's no place to stay. There's no place to go to the bathroom. There's no place to eat, drink, sleep. There's virtually nothing. It is an empty place. People are all out into the water, and they're urinating in the water. They're defecating in the water. They're doing everything right there because there's no bathrooms. It's the most horrifying place as far as any kind of facilities to take care of these people, and they think that they're spiritually awakening. I got news for them. They are awakening to Satan. That's all they're doing. There's none other name under heaven whereby we must be saved, and that is Jesus Christ. You can search the world over and go to India, follow all these Indian, whatever you want to call them, false prophets, they're a dime a dozen with multi-heads and multi-gods, and there's a god for everything over in India. There's a god for this or a god for that. There's a god for everything. And the devil will fool you. He will pull the wool over your eyes to make you think that you're on your way to some spiritual awakening. And the people that go over there are a dime a dozen. They are wasting money, resources. And like I say, they're getting over there. There's not even a bathroom. They are urinating in the ocean, in the waters, defecating in the waters. And they all think that they're cleansing themselves. Yeah, they're cleansing themselves, all right. They're getting ready for a real awakening. This is what's going on, that big awakening they had over in India here, I don't know, last month or so. Anyway, will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, offer sacrifices to Baal, and walk after other gods that you have not known? See, these people don't even know which god they're serving. They don't even know where. What? Then come and stand before me in the house which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered, that you may do all of these abominations. We're delivered. Oh, we can do all of this, these abominations, and yet claim to have the awakening spirit. You talk about fooling yourself. You talk about deception, self-deception and delusion. You talk about fooling yourself. This is what happened in the days of Israel. And this is what's happening today, folks. Same thing. Nothing new under the sun. Nothing has changed. We're delivered. Oh, we're all delivered. I'm sure all those people over there that have not a hotel room to stay in, staying on the beach thinking that they're living in fantasy land or Disneyland or wherever you want to call it. We're delivered. That you may do all these abominations. Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your sight? You know, Jesus said the same thing. Has my house become a den of thieves? And that's about right. Everything's about the offering. Everything's about the collection plate. Everything is about, and usually the man collecting it has more money than the poorest that's giving $5 a month, and he's the one driving the Mercedes, and the poor old lady taking the bus and eating a can of tuna fish. That's usually the way it goes. I'm telling you, folks, we're living in delusions. Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your sight? Behold, I have seen it, declares the Lord. I've seen it. You can't fool God. I have seen it, declares the Lord. I've seen it. But go now. My place, which is in Shiloh, where I made my name, dwell at the first, and see what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people, Israel. I want you to go check it again. And, you know, Jesus used these same words from 7-11. It's what we, in clearing the temple, in Mark 11:17, Luke 19:46, this passage applied to the evil in the temple in Jesus' day, as well as in Jeremiah's. Like I say, nothing has changed. God's tabernacle has been in Shiloh, but Shiloh had been abandoned. Psalm 78 and verse 60. Jeremiah 26 and 6. If God did not preserve Shiloh because the tabernacle was there, why would he preserve Jerusalem because of his temple? He's not going to do it. Why? Because the people and their abominations. That's why. Well, I'm going to leave it there. Father, in Jesus' name, bless your reading of your word, and let those that haven't received you receive you now in Jesus' name to be born again. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Go to our website, krciradio.com. You can find these already uploaded. And call us. And, well, write to us. Let us know you're listening. KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. We'll take up this 13th verse tomorrow in the 7th chapter. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.